This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A new name will be right on the money. I'm David Brancaccio. First, what is it? The sun's hot rays on the day of the summer solstice here. But what I can tell you is that the stock market is up sharply, up to start the day. This coming off the biggest downer in a week for the S&P since early pandemic. Let's consult Lindsay Piegza, Chief Economist and Managing Director of the investment firm Stifel. Good morning.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Lindsay, I would imagine you try to keep your conversation tasteful at all times, but there's this term in financial markets. They call it, this is the phrase, a dead cat bounce when something lifeless weirdly jumps a bit. Is that what we're seeing with these stock prices this morning?
Well, I do think that equities appear to be on more positive footing this morning, that reversal, of course, coming following last week's carnage. But I think a lot of the volatility is likely to continue as the market is struggling to digest the Fed's latest policy decision to hike rates 75 basis points in June and leaving the possibility of a second round 75 basis point hike on the table for July. So this is creating a growing concern of recession. But at this point, a recession may not be the worst case scenario. With the backdrop of a more aggressive Fed coupled with lingering supply side pressures, investors are also considering a stagflation scenario, whereby prices remain elevated, but now we also have to contend with the effects of a weaker economy.
People hear this and they think, when? Like tomorrow, this afternoon? And we're actually talking about recession, if there is one, maybe sometime next year. Right now, it's still not a bad time to go out and find a job.
Well, I suppose it depends on who you talk to. According to the Atlanta Fed GDP Now forecast, growth could be flat in the second quarter. Now, following the outright negative print at the start of the year, that means the U.S. economy is just 0.1% away from current recessionary conditions. But to your point, the labor market still appears to be a sign of, at least a bright spot in the U.S. economy, as hundreds of thousands of jobs continue to be created on a monthly basis, with strong upward pressure in wages and a continued downward trend in the unemployment rate. Looking at that metric, it's difficult to even conceive that we could be teetering on the point of recession.
All right. It's true. We're skating close, actually, now that you put it that way. Lindsay Piegza, who's chief economist at Stifel. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
President Biden says he will appoint the first Native American to serve as U.S. treasurer. That's treasurer, as distinct from Treasury Secretary, who remains Janet Yellen. The new appointee is Lynn Malerba, chief of the Mohican Tribe of Connecticut. Malerba's portfolio comes with the distinction of being the first Native American whose name will appear on U.S. currency, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Marilyn Malerba is already an advisor at the Treasury Department. She's a member of the Tribal Advisory Committee, which has been helping administer $30 billion in assistance to tribes. That money was allocated in the $2 trillion American Rescue Plan, the final COVID relief package enacted last year. As U.S. Treasurer, Malerba's duties will include heading the newly created Office of Tribal and Native Affairs, as well as overseeing the U.S. Mint, which makes coins, and the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, which prints paper money. The country hasn't had a treasurer for 2 years, and without one, money is still being printed with the name of the previous Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin. Malerba's appointment, which does not require Senate confirmation, will allow for a changeover to the signatures of Janet Yellen and of Malerba. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
There is news just now that Kellogg's will chop itself into three companies, each of which will have its own little stock. Cereal, obviously. Snacks and noodles will be another, and plant-based proteins a third. Morningstar, Garden Burger, Kashi, and the wonderfully named Incogmeato are already Kellogg's in disguise. Today we'll find out how many homes were sold in May, existing, not new ones. How much are good schools still a factor when home prices are this high? Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
In Sacramento, there's a public school called Genevieve Didion, named for a relative of author Joan Didion, who's also from Sacramento. And some parents, well, they really want their kids to go there. Aaron Stumpf is a broker associate for Coldwell Banker.
People will wait for homes that come on the market in that neighborhood to pounce because they want their kid to go to that school and not any of the schools around it.
Stumpf says she's seen people pay up to $100,000 more for a home in their desired district. Others will make trade-offs, like giving up a garage or an updated kitchen. And it's a factor for households without kids, too. Daniel Hale is chief economist for Realtor.com.
And what's really interesting, I think, is that people are looking for homes in good school districts, even if they don't necessarily have children that are of school age right now.
Hale says some of those people might be thinking about having kids down the road. And
good school districts tend to go hand in hand with a lot of other desirable neighborhood qualities,
which will also make the home more attractive when it's time to sell in the future. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
And federal law requires larger companies to give 60 days notice if they're laying off a lot of people at once. The rules of the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, known as WARN, are complex. Well, the news is that former Tesla workers are suing the company, saying they were not given advance warning when they were laid off from a Tesla big battery factory in Sparks, Nevada. The suit claims 500 people were laid off this month. At a conference, Tesla CEO Elon Musk called the suit trivial. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.